Hello, I'm Kathleen Dunn, and this is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This hour of the program, you get to program with your suggestions what you would like to hear from 9 to 11. It's our open line for the month of August, and we're welcoming your calls at 800-486-8655, 800-486-8655. Maybe you've read, it would probably be a nonfiction book that would be appropriate for this program, or we have skipped over some area that you really want us to cover. You have an interesting, wonderful suggestion, and we sure would like to hear it. We do this on the air once a month, but you can also send us messages. And let me give you all of our email addresses now at one time. The end of it is always at WPR.org. So mine is Dunn K, and then we have Rhonda, which is Fanning, F-A-N-N-I-N-G, and Chrissy's is Pease, P-E-A-S-E, and we're all at WPR.org. So send it to each of us. One of us may think, what a great idea, and we'll bring it to the table for discussion, and it may make its way on the air. All right, with that said, let's go to phone calls. We start with John from Madison this morning. Hi, John.
Hi. I was kind of shocked a little over a week ago to find out that Obama was announcing triumphantly that he was moving combat troops completely out of Iraq, but at the same time he announced that the State Department was doubling its number of private contractors to 7,000, and that they were, in essence, going to take over the combat positions of these departing U.S. troops. We still have 50,000 troops, which can be designated as combat or occupation troops or whatever in 50 stations. You know, the paradox here is this is a country that was not involved in 9/11, is a secular government, did not have any weapons of mass destruction. We invaded those guys. Over a million civilians were killed by two reputable surveys and by reputable organizations, and yet we still are continuing to occupy this country. And Obama can call black, white, or up, down. I don't care what he says. I want somebody telling the American people, pure and simple, this is an ongoing occupation. And if anybody thinks that the situation is quiescent, read the New York Times every day. You don't get this in NPR or the regular corporate media. But there's bombs going off, killing dozens to hundreds every one or two days. The government has not consolidated for 5 months. They have not been able to put a government together, despite the elections being held 5 months ago. This is to me, pandemonium. It's Obama turning his back on his promise to the American people when he got elected. Who I suggest you have anybody that isn't affiliated with either the State Department or the Pentagon. John Pilger, Michael Perrenny, Ed Herman would all be excellent. Those guys will give us the truth.
All right. Thank you, John. And we were just talking about doing a show on Iraq, so we will certainly look at that issue next week. Thanks for your suggestion. Kim is next from Green Bay. Hello, Kim.
Good morning, Kathleen. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Sure.
Actually, this is more of a back-to-school theme. We've been hearing lately in the news the federal government did a report on for-profit colleges, you know, standalone colleges, and how they were getting students to falsify information on financial aid applications. So I was just thinking for-profit colleges versus, say, the UW system and the quality of that education.
Okay. I think this has been suggested, and it's come up peripherally in conversations, but we haven't done a complete show on that. So it's been suggested a couple times, and that means it's probably closer to getting to the top of consideration.
Great.
All right, Kim. Thank you. Thanks so much for the call.
Yep.
Brad is next. Hi, Brad.
Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, Brad.
My suggestion is for having somebody on from an organization called Physicians for a National Health Plan, and two doctors that belong to that group would be either Dr. Margaret Flowers or Dr. Marcia Engel or Angel. They're both advocates of a Medicare for All plan, and they think that healthcare reform as it is going to fail. And that we need to switch to that. And then my other suggestion would be an up-and-coming political commentator by the name of Cenk Uygur, and he's the host of a online streaming show called TheYoungTurks.com.
TheYoungTurks.com.
Yeah, it's www.TheYoungTurks.com, and he actually has been hosting, filling in for a lot of the hosts on MSNBC. Today he's going to be on at 5 p.m. filling in for Ed Schultz, and then next week he's going to be in for Dylan Radigan all next week, I think, at 3 p.m. And he's very informative, a great debater, and he really makes a persuasive argument for the liberal argument.
Okay.
And I think he's very charismatic. I think he'd be a great guest.
Good. Okay. We'll look at that.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Brad.
Bye.
Bye. Stephen in Vernon County. Hi.
Two ideas. One, drone missiles are going to become quite ubiquitous. Everybody will be able to have their own drone missile and put it down the chimney of their favorite target, not just so it won't be a strictly Pentagon monopoly. And the second idea, could someone please speak of the origins of NPR and Corporation for Public Broadcasting, how the executives came out of Radio Free Europe, Cold War propaganda outlets, and currently what is the influence of central intelligence-type agencies on NPR? And finally, get David Ray Griffin to talk about 9/11 and what really happened. How did those buildings get exploded? Because that bears upon the current Ground Zero controversy. Do you have the guts to do that, Kathleen, or are you a tool of CIA? Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm really a tool of the CIA. I thought that was pretty well known among Wisconsin public radio listeners. As far as I know, the NPR is definitely not a tool of the CIA. All right, here's our phone number. We have lines open right now, and our number is 800-486-8655, 800-486-8655, and we have lines for our open line for the month of August. I've interviewed people who have worked for the CIA. I will admit to that. Woo! Jim is next. Hi, Jim.
Hello.
Hi, Jim. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to do something. Yes, I'm not political. This past month, Consumers Report wrote on dangerous supplements.
Mm, okay.
And people don't realize that supplements, when they buy vitamins and whatnot at the store,
mm-hmm.
are not FDA inspected. You know, and after this egg deal, people are saying, well, the government should do something. Well, there's a law to make sure that they didn't do anything. The only time they check supplements is if there's a problem afterwards, so it's post any disaster. And another person that would be very good to have who works for Quackwatch, too, is called the Skep Doc. She's Harriet Hall.
Harriet Hall.
I don't know if you've had her. She's writes for Skeptic Magazine.
Okay.
And she talks with, she has another view. She doesn't, she has a view that she feels that some of these ideas that people come up with, you know, I've got a cure for cancer that I did in my kitchen sink or something.
Right, right.
A little silly. But I think that, you know, everybody's entitled to opinion, but I think we need some people with some facts of what's really going on.
Okay. Good suggestion, Jim.
Yeah, and one now. Can I give you one political one?
Is it about the CIA?
No.
Okay.
Well, Harper's last month wrote up, it was like something in Sedona about Arizona, I don't know if you've covered that, on how they've had to mortgage their or sell their Capitol building to get money to make it.
Hmm.
But the article was Trouble in Sedona or something like that. It was last month's Harper's maybe.
Okay. We haven't done anything from Harper's in a long time.
Yeah, but that's, I don't know who wrote it, and I gave my magazine away to somebody else, but it was last month, not this month.
Okay.
The edition, but it was really an interesting story on how bad Arizona, what tough shape they are. I mean, all of the states are in tough shape except for Wyoming, but it's really what they went through, what they're going through, and that's in addition to whatever you think about immigration.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks
bye.
For the call.
Yep.
Our number is 800 800-486-8655, 800-486-8655. And we have lines open for you for our open line. Fred is next from Watermead, Michigan. Hi, Fred.
It's me. I just have to say I just laughed so much on that CIA thing. But anyway. I was hoping that I'm kind of a Donna Brazile groupie. And she kind of lives about a half a block from my daughter in D.C.
Oh, does she really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So we're going to be out there in October when trick-or-treat's going on. So she always hands out trick-or-treats. So anyway, I bought her book, Cooking with Grease.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping she can sign it and give me a piece of candy. But anyway, I wish you guys would have her on. She's such a wonderful lady, and she's so intelligent. And you're probably knowledgeable. She's managed several of the presidential campaigns, including Gore's. And, you know, she's a talking head now, so she's on a lot on CNN. And I just love to hear an actual interview with her.
So, okay. We've had her on for a short period of time, but not for a long time. So it's a good suggestion. Maybe we can try and get her for All Things Political some Monday. That would be great.
You'd make my day.
I can tell, along with a piece of candy.
Okay. Well, I have to wait for Halloween from Donna, but thanks a lot.
Thanks, Fred. I haven't heard too many people describe themselves as Donna Brazile groupies. That's great. All right, we go next to Frank from Madison. Hello, Frank.
Hello, Kathleen.
Hi.
I'm not about to accuse you of being a CIA operative.
Thank you, Frank.
That's a proviso. I would suggest a program on perhaps with a guest like Gwynne Dyer, but someone equivalent or someone who's familiar with both military and foreign policy on Yemen and Somalia, either as a single program or as separate ones, and dealing with the implications of starting what is a drone bombing campaign in a country which will be grossly destabilized by that, and with a government which, if that wasn't happening, might be able to resolve a very complex situation in its own terms, as long as the United States isn't dictating the situation. And so we have a militarization of a situation which could be resolved otherwise, and that's somewhat what's going on in Somalia, where we're using very, very blunt instruments to deal with what is a low-level piracy situation in a failed state. So Yemen and the implications of pushing local governments into a situation which is intolerable for them.
Okay,
so,
Frank.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Frank. As always, we go to Wayne from Holman. Hello, Wayne.
Oh, good morning.
Hi.
Got to be something in the water today. That's the only thing I can think of.
Oh, well.
Well, yeah. We each have our own little peccadilloes, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Hey, it's good to hear your voice. As you know, I'm kind of a conservative fellow, but I really enjoy public radio, particularly you. I would like to recommend George Will. Now, I don't know if he'd come on. He's pretty conservative, but I think you would find him interesting.
Oh, no doubt about it.
Yeah, he's he's got a little different point of view than most of your listeners, but he's very eloquent and he's tasteful in how he presents his issues.
I read in the paper he was in for the Selig statue. Did you see that?
He's a big baseball fan.
Uh huh.
About as much as you.
Huh.
Yeah,
right.
He loves baseball. There's no question about it. And I think that's appropriate. I don't know. It's to me, Hank Aaron's the man. All these guys that are breaking his home run record, he's still the king to me.
I agree. He's quite a man.
Yeah, he did it the honest and the right way.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's a thought.
Excellent thought, Wayne.
Yeah, you have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
Bye.
Yeah, he'd be a great guest. We'll be on that. We go to Sam from McGuanico. Hi, Sam.
Hi, I was just wondering if you could do a show on Wisconsin as a state and more introspective show. Because I don't really know much about the Wisconsin history and, you know, like local history and stuff like that. And I think it'd be a wonderful thing, and I'm willing to learn and listen. Well, have a good day.
Okay. Thanks, Sam. June and Shawno, hello.
Hi, Kathleen.
Hey, June.
1, 2, 3 for Hank Aaron.
Yeah, I wonder if he'll do. I've interviewed him a couple times. I don't know if he would do an interview. He is hard to get for an interview.
Understand.
But we could certainly try that again. He is a very impressive man. Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I wasn't suggesting that.
Well, why not?
Well, yeah. I love it, but, you know, some people deserve their privacy.
Right.
And if they want it, good for them.
Right. I understand. You're right.
My suggestion is about stem cell research. The latest court thing has held it up again. Thought that was one of the bravest things Obama did. And I would like to know if what is going to happen, and maybe you could have one of those bright fellows from the University of Wisconsin who mm-hmm. are affected by it.
Good. That would be good.
And I have one other thing to say. I don't believe that Wisconsin Public Radio is CIA-backed, but let me tell you a short story. My husband received grants from the African American Institute while he was in undergraduate and graduate school, something like $500 a semester. Later on, we learned that it was a CIA organization.
Oh, my goodness.
And wasn't that strange?
Oh, my.
Even though he was a great capitalist and a banker. Thanks, Kathleen.
Thanks, June. All right, let's go to Virginia in Janesville. Hi, Virginia.
Hi.
Hi.
Today is August 26th. The federal government has made this the day that marks the ratification of the 19th Amendment, which gave women the right to vote.
Right.
And, you know, I don't see any parades, any media attention. It took us 70 years to get the right to vote. We were imprisoned. We were beaten. We were force-fed in prison. It was a tremendously violent struggle. And we only got it because in Tennessee, where they were going to ratify it on August 18th, Harry T. Burns was the deciding vote, and he was against it. But his mother wrote him a letter and said, "Don't forget to be a good boy, Harry."
Mm-hmm.
And he changed his vote. This is from an editorial in the Janesville Gazette.
By today, Gail Collins, right?
Yes. By Conley.
Oh, Conley.
Susan Conley.
Okay.
And she said that today in Janesville, and I didn't even know this, they have painted a woman's history mural with pictures of all the women in Janesville that worked for suffrage.
Oh.
And they're going to dedicate it today in the lower parking lot of the Rock County Courthouse.
Oh.
And Christine Lidbury, executive director of the Wisconsin Women's Council, is going to give a keynote address.
Oh.
I thought it would be nice to have her on so
right.
we can remind everybody of, you know, how we got our rights and that they're important.
And here's our story. We were going to do that show this hour as we speak, actually, because I'm aware of the story. We all are. And thought exactly as you, this is very worthy of a show. We're trying to get Gail Collins, who also wrote this great column a few weeks ago, and we're also trying to get an author, somebody who's written a substantive book about the 19th Amendment, and we just couldn't get it done in time for today, but this show will be on the air one day next week, and you are absolutely right, and this is a good suggestion for us, too. I had no idea that was going on in Janesville, so...
Do you even know what the Wisconsin Women's Council is? I never heard of it.
I don't know very much about it, but we'll learn.
Thank you, honey.
Thank you, Virginia. Okay.
Goodbye.
And here's to the 19th Amendment. Yes. All right. Let's go to Patricia from Portage. Hi, Patricia.
Hey, Kathleen.
Patricia, I can hardly hear you.
Okay, I'm on a payphone. 8,900 licenses have been issued by the DNR to kill black bears starting next month for 6 weeks. And the public doesn't know anything about it. I would like to have you have a publisher on from the Wisconsin State Journal or the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel to tell us why we don't have ongoing coverage for the wildlife watching majority of us to to learn about how to participate in these decisions about our wildlife, because nobody knows how to participate. Only hunters and trappers have made decisions about our wildlife for 77 years. This is a time of stress on the environment. We don't need to be killing everything. We need to save something. You know, if we could have a publisher on to explain why the Outdoors page is just a killing advocacy glorification of heads on walls, we might learn something so the public can be involved in their own commonwealth.
All right, Patricia, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. We'll take more phone calls in a moment. It's open line time for the month of August. Our number is 800-486-8655, 800-486-8655. Chrissy Pease is answering phones. In case you can't get to a phone to make your suggestion to all who are listening to the radio, our email addresses are dunkfanning, F-A-N-N-I-N-G, Pease, P-E-A-S-E. We're all at WPR.org. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Second hour of our program today, a topic that intrigues many of us, UFOs. The author of UFOs, Generals, Pilots, and Government Officials Go on the Record, Leslie Kane, will be joining us. She says there are five premises to the book. One is there exists in our skies worldwide a solid physical phenomenon that appears to be under intelligent control and is capable of speeds, maneuverability, and luminosity beyond current known technology. They can cause UFO incursions, aviation safety hazards, and raise national security concerns. Even though the objects have not demonstrated overtly hostile acts, the U.S. government routinely ignores UFOs and, when pressed, issues false explanations. The hypothesis that they are extraterrestrial is a rational one and must be taken into account, and the evidence calls for a systematic scientific investigation involving U.S. government support and international cooperation. Leslie has been examining this subject for some 10 years. She is really a highly respected journalist, so we are going to talk about UFOs, our number two. Should be interesting. 800-486-8655 is our number for this open line, and we go to Paul from Green Bay next. Hello, Paul.
Hello. I just wanted to, this idea popped into my head from the, believe it or not, the CIA comment. He referred to David Ray Griffith. I actually did my graduate work in philosophy at the school that Griffith taught at for most of his career, and it's worth noting that it would be worth checking in with the UW system teachers of philosophy and having them to talk about their work on contemporary issues. I know at least a few friends of mine who are writing books that are quite relevant to the times, but get not a significant amount of media coverage, I think.
Fine, let us know who they are. We'd be happy to do those kinds of shows.
Well, I know specifically Derek Jeffries at UWGB does a lot of contemporary work on the place of torture, the ethical place of torture, and the positions that the government has taken politically and how they hold up against different ethical positions. It's really stellar work, and I mean, if you could get him on the radio, it would be just a treat.
Okay. Thank you, Paul.
Yep, no problem.
Jerry is next. Hi, Jerry.
Good morning.
Hello.
I'd like to hear a show on groundwater issues in states. In the last legislative session, there was a piece of legislation that didn't quite make it to the top of the pile before they went on recess, but I suspect it'll come back in the next session, so it'll be a current issue. Specifically, at least of interest to me, is the concentration of center pivot wells in central Wisconsin and its direct correlation to the decline in groundwater levels. A person you might want to talk to about this is Professor George Kraft from the University of Wisconsin.
George who? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Kraft.
Kraft?
K-R-A-F-T.
Okay.
He did some excellent research that really shows the direct correlation between well density and groundwater decline. And he's an interesting guy with a pretty balanced,
Okay, Jerry. Thank you very much for your call. Jeff from Spring Green is next. Hi.
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 Being with all the conspiracy theory nuts, I have a suggestion, which would be the Lincoln assassination, but really looking at it from the view of who John Wilkes Booth was. And John Wilkes Booth was actually a 32nd degree Freemason and, more importantly, a Knight of the Golden Circle. And if you don't know who the Knights of the Golden Circle is, then you don't really understand the Civil War. A Secret Service agent infiltrated the Knights of the Golden Circle back in 1859 and wrote something called An Authentic Exposition of the KGC. And that you can find actually in PDF form on the Internet. It's been copied. It's, it's over 100 years old. But it really details how they fomented and brought the Civil War about. And it also ties in with another rather evil organization that's not really well known, started by a man named Adam Weishaupt in 1776 called the Illuminati. So I think, when these conspiracy guys get on, what happens is, people see one little blip on the radar screen. The Federal Reserve's evil. The Illuminati's evil. The Freemasons are evil. But you really have to have a pretty long look at history to be able to understand how these organizations, like, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergs. Boy, there's a show for you. Have the Bilderbergs on.
Do you have a book, Jeff, that you would recommend?
See, that's the problem. All this conspiracy stuff is little slivers of the whole picture.
Right.
And all of a sudden they jump to UFOs or, it's the end of days. It's the end of days. And there really is, to understand the whole thing, and I'll tell you, I've actually been researching it for some time, and boy, I got a hell of a library just trying to get a handle on a mere glimpse of what's going on.
Okay. I thank you for the call, but if you can give us a recommendation for something, because we're probably not going to have time to go through the whole library on this. So I'm sure there is somebody who's written about all of this. If you want to help us out and do a little research on it, that would be great, and send us an email. Thank you, Jeff, very much for the call. Chris is next from Mount Zion. Hi, Chris.
Good morning, Kathleen.
Hi.
Kathleen, I was hoping you might be able to find Amartya Sims. I heard him on the CBC. I believe he's a Nobel Prize winner, scholar, and he's in agriculture. What he talked about was that small farms and their practices have been conclusively proven far better than this industrial ag that's being rammed down our throats. When you start adding up subsidies, the poison groundwater, the CAFOs, all these recall calls from eggs, when you're eating a hamburger, you probably have 500 different cattle in that one burger. I think that giant ag is killing us. Personally, the land, us directly with their poison food. And I think Amartya Sims could really lay it out for us.
Okay.
There's another one, too, that would be pretty interesting. And it's to me, it sounds kind of scary but a little funny, is this pandemic of bed bugs. And what's happening to us? Are we sliding back into third world status? And I guess New York City has put forth a czar. To deal with this issue. So maybe you could find out who this czar is of bed bugs in New York and get them on the air.
And then we won't sleep peacefully forever.
Well,
right?
That's probably true.
<No.
laughs> We'll all be scratching.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
okay, Chris, thank you.
Bye now.
Bye. That story caught my attention as well, but I don't think they're in Wisconsin, are they? Bill in Burlington, hi. I mean, some are, but I didn't think there are a lot of them. Bill, hi.
Hi, I'm from the CIA, and I just wanted to call and see how things are going.
Bill!
I have a couple of suggestions, and I'll make them brief,
okay.
A lot of people want to get on. One is Frank Zappa. I'd love to hear a show about Frank Zappa. There's a few people that you could probably talk to, and darned if I can remember his name, Ben something or other. He was a researcher who really did a lot of work on him. I think he was a misunderstood genius, really a Renaissance man when it came to music, who was misunderstood because some of the lyrics that he wrote were, rather scatological, but I think a lot of his great work is overlooked for that reason.
Okay.
So I would love to hear something about him.
Okay.
And the second would be Richard Dawkins. I'm a big fan. I think he makes evolutionary biology fun. He makes it interesting and really something that anyone can understand. I, be fascinated if you could get him on the show.
Oh, great. Did you hear our show with Bill Nye yesterday?
Yes, I did. It was wonderful.
It was fun, wasn't it?
It was. He's great, too. Yeah,
yeah, he is. He really is. All right, great suggestions. Thank you, Bill.
Thanks, I love your show.
Thank you. Bye. Ken in Bailey's Harbor. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
All right. How are you?
Great. I'd like to see a show on the history of the Scotch-Irish.
Really?
I heard your Irish show the other night or the other day, and they mentioned it. But we got at least two presidents and maybe more from the Scotch-Irish, Jackson, of course, and Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
And people think Lincoln came from the Scotch-Irish, but he was not. But there's very interesting stuff. There's a book that I read a few years ago about Scotch-Irish. They came from the Ulster plantation in Ireland, transferred from Scotland to counteract the Catholics in Northern Ireland by the Crown. And many of them, of course, came to America and then settled the frontier. And they were the frontier people, very rough, cantankerous people to a certain extent, but very independent. And I think it'd make a great show.
I agree. Do you remember the book?
I wish they did.
I do, too.
But go on Google and under Scotch-Irish,
okay,
and you'll find something. But it was really interesting, particularly their role in the frontier, the Revolutionary War. They were going to stay out of the war, just a little anecdote here, real quick.
Sure.
And they were going to stay out of the war. They didn't care who won until the British slaughtered a bunch of Scotch-Irish on the frontier.
Oh.
And this group of Irish had got all excited, and they tracked down the British, killed them all, and then they got involved in... the British general wrote back to Whitehall in England and says, revolution hell is nothing more than a Scotch-Irish rebellion.
Huh.
So it's pretty interesting stuff.
Yes, it is. All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye. Therese in Stevens Point. Hi.
Hi. I would like to suggest that you do a program on the Civil Air Patrol. It's an organization of 58,000 people, all civilian, all volunteer. Had its roots in World War II, actually did coastal patrol for, kind of civilian defense. Currently, the organization is tasked with disaster relief and search and rescue, but they have a big focus on aerospace education and even have a cadet program. Not very many people know about them, and they do a lot of great things within the local communities in Wisconsin, and Wisconsin has one of the best wings in the nation. We have about 1,100 people doing really good work in the communities in Wisconsin.
Hmm. Okay. Thank you for bringing that to our attention, Therese.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye. Daryl from Couderay. Hi.
Good morning, Kathleen.
Good morning, Daryl.
I was wondering if you could have a program on explaining U.S. foreign policy.
Explaining U.S. foreign policy?
Yes, and maybe you could have Professor Albert McCoy from Madison.
Okay.
That's one suggestion, you know.
Okay. Current U.S. foreign policy or a history of U.S. foreign policy?
History.
A history. How far back do you want to go?
Vietnam.
Oh, you want Vietnam specifically?
No, but
oh,
from
okay.
there onward.
Since Vietnam. Okay. All right, Daryl.
Okay, thank you so
yeah,
much.
Thank you. Steve in Madison, hello.
Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, how about a show on the history of the Wisconsin River and its impact on our state?
On the Wisconsin River. Now, what brings this to mind, Steve?
I read a great book by August Derleth called The Wisconsin.
Okay.
And was fascinated by it and just felt like that river has been key to the history of the people here, and we should probably talk more about it because it really it has brought us so much.
Yeah.
So,
who's the author?
August Derleth.
August.
He used to live out in Sauk City. Do you know Sauk City?
I don't think I've been there.
Oh, you got to go out there. It's beautiful.
Okay. Okay. But what's August's last name again, please?
Derleth.
Spell that for me. I'm sorry. Spell it for me, please.
Oh, boy. Derleth, I think, is D-R-L-T-H.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm game. It sounds good.
Yeah, have a great time. Go out this weekend. Check it out.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thanks, Steve. Dan is in La Crosse. Hi, Dan.
You interviewed this gentleman a couple of years ago, Andrew Bacevich.
I did?
Yeah, Colonel Andrew Lisevich, and he has a new book out, Washington Rules. He's a critic of American militarism and interventionism abroad. You know, the 700 or so U.S. bases around the world.
Oh, okay, yes.
You remember it?
Yes, I do now.
Mm-hmm. It was 2008.
Okay.
That you last interviewed him, and I'd like to see you interview him again. By the way, I love Wisconsin Public Radio. It is the oldest public radio in the United States. I'll have you know.
I know.
The oldest public radio in the United States. It predates the OSS, so it has nothing to do with the CIA. Okay.
Oh, it's amazing what one call will do for an hour, right? Thank you, Dan.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Goodbye. I hope we've made that really clear by now. Our phone number is 800-486-8655. 800-486-8655. We're doing an open line for the month of August. Chrissy is answering phone calls for you, and we're writing down. I got to tell you, I got this yellow legal pad, and we're writing down all of your suggestions. Chrissy does as well, and we've had some really good ones today. So thanks. And we may get even better ones as the hour goes on. Well, no lines are open right now, but there will be some. Just keep trying. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. The second hour of our program today, Leslie Kane will be joining us. UFOs is her book. It's just been released. Generals, pilots, and government officials go on the record. It's a very serious book. She has talked to generals and government officials and pilots over the past 10 years. As Miles O'Brien, former CNN space science correspondent, says in talking about this book, Leslie Kane is an agnostic on the issue of UFOs. Her book is a fine piece of journalism, not about beliefs, but about facts. She presents the most accurate, most credible reports on UFOs you will ever find, and she has fought long and hard to discover the facts and let the chips fall where they may. She may not have the final smoking gun, but I smell the gunpowder. She is with us. Hour number two. Back to phone calls. It's an open line for the month of August. We were going to do, just to remind you, because I'm so glad we had this call about the 19th Amendment anniversary, which we are marking today, and we were going to do a show on it this hour, as a matter of fact, but the guest just wouldn't jive for this hour, and Rhonda's been working hard, as she always does, to find the perfect guest for the show. It's why she is very good at what she does. Chrissy is very good at what she does, and so we want to bring you the best, which means that we'll probably do this show, not probably, we will do this show next week. All right, back to phone calls. Ann in Madison is next. Hi, Ann.
Hi. Well, while waiting, I had one other idea, and that is I called CBC to see when Carol Off was coming back, the host of As It Happens, and they said, oh, she's on vacation. Well, she's been on vacation for about 6 weeks, and that shows the difference between the U.S. and Canada and most countries. Their reporters get 6 weeks of vacation. Wouldn't you like to have 6 weeks at a time of vacation? So I think, you know, America's short vacations would be interesting.
I do, too.
But I really called because I would like to hear you interview Roman Polanski. And as you know, he's the Polish director who was accused of raping a 13-year-old decades ago. The woman says, forget it. You know, I mean, that's kind of in the past. The Swiss government refused to extradite him, so he's safe in Switzerland and I guess in Europe. But I saw the movie Ghost Rider, that's with a T as in pen, not rider like cowboy. And that movie implied that Tony Blair got hooked into the CIA years ago as a student, and that's why he joined the Bush administration in the Gulf War. And I think that might be the real reason the United States government wanted him back and to try him and lock him up. Because the Obama administration is not doing anything about the crimes of the Bush administration. Anyway, I don't know how long that request for extradition has been in effect, but at least he's safe for now, and I'll bet he'd be willing to be interviewed if the powers that be, like the Board of Regents, would allow it.
Huh. Well, that would be interesting. Okay. I haven't really thought much about Roman Polanski, but
yeah,
no,
well,
you have me thinking about him. No doubt about it. Exactly. All right, and 6 weeks of vacation. I'm for that.
I am, too.
All right. Thanks, Ann.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, bye. Don in West Salem. Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm fine, Don. How are you?
Alive and kicking.
All right, Don.
Couple ideas. Main one, I guess, would be about legalizing tasers for private citizens in Wisconsin. There's only about less than a dozen states that if you see them in catalogs, that they're not legal in. They're legal in Minnesota. In my case, I've got, my wife works second shift and sometimes third shift, and between having wackos out there and animals that are rabid and whatever, it would be nice to have a non-lethal type of way of defending yourself and other people.
Okay, this is something I've absolutely never thought of. So people get them off catalogs in other states, or
they what?
How do people get these in other states?
You can buy them in stores, send through them through mail. A lot of stores just carry them right on the shelves. I know it was the same thing was with pepper spray. Pepper spray wasn't legal in Wisconsin until about, I think, around 5 years ago, and they legalized it. And then you can get them at drugstores and at Walmart and any general store,
right.
I guess.
So why don't you just use pepper spray?
Well, in a lot of cases, especially with humans, it doesn't always work. They've made pepper spray. They've made pepper spray with mace, and in some cases, all it can do is make the person angrier. And they'll, instead of knocking them out or incapacitating them, they'll just get mad and start swinging and whatever, and you can get hurt. Even having that, a taser will interfere with the electrical signals in the nerves, and can actually bring them down to the ground long enough for you to get away.
Okay, Don. Well, thanks for the suggestion. I'm not sure we'll do a show on this, to be frank with you, but maybe there is a big controversy about it. It is not on my radar screen at all, I must say. So we thank you very much for the call and bringing up a topic that we had never thought about. Let's go to Steve from Madison. Hi, Steve.
Hello. I'm calling because of the confusion or the non-recognition of August Derleth when his name was mentioned earlier in the show, and he's one of Wisconsin's maybe greatest homegrown poets and authors, lived in the Sauk City area. I think he died around 1960 or so, and wrote just volumes and volumes of poetry, and was also wrote a lot of novels about the settlers of Wisconsin and the farmers and the people of the earth, sort of. And I think it'd be he had led kind of a tragic life in a way. He ended up committing suicide, and I think it'd be great to do a show on him.
Mm-hmm. All right, Steve. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks for the call. Bubba is next in Rhinelander. Hi.
Hi, Kathleen. How are you?
All right. How are you?
Have you ever heard of J.C. Knight? She's a person in Washington State who emulates a 3,000-year-old entity called Ramfa.
No, then I haven't, no.
Okay, well, she's got a big following, and it's really a hokey business, but she's got a lot of people hooked. And I would like to see her on the show just to see if she would be brave enough to emulate this entity that lives within her body and talk with you about it, because I personally think she's a fraud.
I'm not getting you. There's an entity that lives within her body.
Right. She's like a medium. She she's a medium, and this entity lives within her body and professes wisdom, and she operates a school called the School of Enlightenment near Seattle. And if you hear her talk, you can tell it's just bogus.
Well, how did you hear about her?
I have a friend that believes in her, and she thinks that she is the next coming of Christ, and, you know, it's just bizarre. She was doing this a long time ago, and she was on Phil Donahue, I think it was, and so she's been doing this a long time, but I think it would be interesting to bring her on, if you could look her up online or something.
All right. Hey, how about Phil Donahue?
Hey, why not Phil Donahue? That's right.
That's a good idea.
You know, he's done so much. He was the original talk host TV show. So I think that would be a great show, too.
Okay.
And one more thing.
Yes.
If we were to decriminalize the drugs that are coming to the United States, we could actually put tariffs on that, and the money that would be generated would be enough to fill the deficit, and we'd also stop the war on drugs because the government could actually excise tax it.
All right, Bubba, thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Bye. Jack in Fox Lake. Hi.
Hi, Jack from Fox Lake?
Yeah, that's you.
Hi.
Hi.
I've always been a longtime reader of the Marilyn Von Savant from the Parade magazine.
Okay.
She has the world's highest IQ, and she's got sort of like an intellectual Dear Abby type write-in, question-answer thing.
Okay.
And she's got a great sense of humor, and she doesn't actually believe in the IQ system at all. And she's just wonderful to read all the time.
Huh.
And I think she'd be just quite interesting to talk with. She's got a great sense of humor. She's intelligent. And, that's about all I can think of.
What more can you say?
Also, I'm a longtime listener. Love your show.
Thank you, Jack. Thanks for the call. I like to read Dear Abby. I was on vacation. I read Dear Abby almost every day, but I like Dear Abby. Okay, we'll look her up. I don't know very much about her. Do you, Chrissy? No. You do read it? Oh, all right. Chrissy reads it. All right. Good suggestion. Okay, good. All right, let's go to John from Eagle River. Hey, John.
Hey, how are you guys?
All right, how are you?
Good. You did this program recently. I don't know whether you were hosting it or your replacement, Ben, illegal immigrants working in the dairy industry in Wisconsin. It was quite good. And actually, I'd love for you guys to expand on that and talk about all the other industries that they're working in and how they support, like they're working in the drywall industry, they're working in meatpacking and everything else. And Cesar Chavez and somebody from his organization just put out a ad to all of Californians asking them to apply for jobs, and it told them all the different jobs that the migrants did. And it would be fun to get that person on to talk about what kind of response they got from the white teenage high school graduates.
Okay.
And last but not least is Sensenbrenner. Supposedly floats around. He's a kind of very much against illegal immigrants and wants to make have a law here like we just had in Arizona. But he floats around in his pontoon boat smoking Cuban cigars. Where does he get those? Because they're illegal.
I have no idea. How do you know this, John?
Well, I just know it.
Oh, John.
But, you have to do some investigation to verify, but he does.
Okay.
He's very proud of his Cuban cigars. Anyway,
John, thank you.
Those would be great programs. These migrants are doing so much work in this country, and they get such a bad rap because actually the percentage that they get talked about in terms of how many are involved in illegal drugs, none of them, in my experience, are. And that would be a good program to find out, put the kibosh to that whole notion that they're out here doing crimes, because that's not the case. They're out here doing work.
Okay. Thanks, John, very much for the call. Don't you wish, I was just thinking about this, because I hate to confess this. I saw a little portion because I wanted to see that opera singer of, what is it, America's Got Talent. Don't you wish we all had little boxes in front of us, and then when somebody has a suggestion, you could go, bing, yes, or no, or, and then we would know what everybody thought of all of the suggestions. That would be kind of fun. I don't know how we could possibly do that, but there ought to be a way. There, oh, gee, we're out of time. Well, this was an open line to remember. It was fun, and we got some good suggestions as well. If you'd like to send us emails, please do. And here's how you write to us. You know, just do all three of us and send us all the message. Mine is Dunn K. Fanning is F-A-N-N-I-N-G. Chrissy is P-E-A-S-E. And then put at WPR.org. Don't worry, the CIA will not be looking at it. And then we will look at your suggestions. You can use that all the time, and we'd love to hear from you. All right. Thanks to Chrissy for on-air production. We'll have a very interesting hour ahead, so please stay tuned.